Chapter 20, About Purpose. I just want more moments like that. I listen as my friend, in a moment of great vulnerability and emotion, made this confession to our small group. He had just described what he called a euphoric moment. I had just finished a workout and was looking over a beautiful lake. I sat there thinking about how I am really killing it at work. I mean, I am just really in the zone. And then I thought about this incredible conversation with my daughter that I had the night before and how strong my relationships are with my kids right now. And I'm at this incredible place with my wife and I just thought, wow, this is what I feel like my life was meant to be. I just felt so whole, so complete. And then I thought, what can I do to feel like this more often? I just want to figure out how to have more moments like that. Indeed, don't we all? I hope you can identify with my friend. I hope you have had moments where you felt that you were doing what you were meant to do, living the life you were meant to live, contributing in a way that only you can. Reveling in the richness of a deeply satisfying relationship, resting in the calm of your nourished soul. If you've never had an inkling of that feeling, I wish it for you. We all know that those moments of completeness are so desirous because they are so rare. Momentary glimpses of heaven amaze us because often it seems like we are living in hell. The default state of the world is cruel and hard. Our nature is to seek the satisfaction of fleeting pleasures that almost always result in pain for those around us. Not knowing how to cure our pain, we mask it through a continual series of temporary fixes, fleeting moments of escape that just make things worse. Even when we want to change, to pursue something different, better, or more lasting, we continually get dragged back into the morass of a world intent on including us in its misery. The gravitational pull of the way of living espoused by the world is massive. We are bombarded by messages promising us happiness if we would only buy this or consume that, only to find an emptiness that yields nothing but a constant craving for more. We are fed a constant stream of lies that promise security yet pit us against each other and only drive us further into isolation. Amid all of this, how can we possibly focus our attention on things that can lead us to something better? If we are going to overcome the incredible distractions of this world, we must have something pulling us that is more powerful than the things holding us back. There must be a version of life that is so desirous that it overcomes our unconscious desire for pleasure and comfort and all the things the world is telling us that we ought to do. David Brooks addresses this well. If you want to win the war for attention, don't try to say no to the trivial distractions. Try to say yes to the subject that arouses a terrifying longing. And let the terrifying longing crowd out everything else. What arouses a terrifying longing in you? What do you desire that is so attractive that it can pull you away from all the things that are competing for your attention?